Fashion.
Turn to the left.
Fashion.
Turn to the right.
Fashion.
Fashion.
You're listening to Fashion on 95BFM with Penelope Noir.
Morena, Penelope Noir.
Morena.
How's it going?
How are you?
Yeah, I'm good.
I'm good. Snap.
Now, this morning, we are talking about a designer that I'm not at all familiar with, but I am familiar with the style.
Yes. So it's because this is the TikTok's new style tribe, and it's called Heady Boy, which is like the out indie sleaze. So if you think of 2000s, indie sleaze was like dark neutral, rock influenced, extreme skinny jeans, leather jackets, black wafers, pointed boots, creepers, Chuck Taylors.
We're talking the Strokes here, right?
Yeah, totally. Mm. And they live on a diet of, you know, coffee and cigarettes, and they go out on a Thursday and come home on a Tuesday.
Yes.
That sort of thing.
Yep.
Yep. And this, but this is kind of led by a love of Hedy Slimane, who was the original designer who kind of completely turned menswear upside down at the turn of the century, so year 2000. And this new tribe are actually going back and investing in his vintage pieces. So they are looking up on Depop and stuff and buying it all. And so if you're into this kind of tribe, then you're a purist, then you're going back to find the original clothes to wear.
Okay, so this is the TikTok crew have got on this buzz of like the ultra slim suit and rock and roll vibes. What did you say they were called? Heady Boys. Is this the new TikTok? Okay. All right. Okay.
Yeah. And this is named after Hedy Slimane, who was the original designer. So if you think about the album cover of David Bowie's Reality, and he's wearing a super thin suit.
Mm-hmm. He was tiny. He was so tiny. This is years ago now. We went to a Jim Henson puppet museum in the States, and they had his suit that he wore as the Goblin King in the Labyrinth, like the actual suit there, and it was tiny. David Bowie was tiny.
Yeah, but he just made up for it in such an amazing big personality and music. It's weird how, like, when you meet people in real life, they're just so much smaller.
Yes.
You know?
Yes. Yeah, there's a lot of musicians which are a lot smaller. And when you meet a tall one, it's like, oh, my gosh. Watch out, Jack and the Beanstalk, okay?
Yeah, for sure. So I thought I'd tell you a little bit about Hedy Slimane. So he was born in Paris in 1968, and he was he is known as a photographer and fashion designer. And as I mentioned, he's known for shaking up the menswear fashion industry by introducing an androgynous skinny silhouette at the turn of the century. He grew up in Paris and made clothes with his mum, who was a seamstress, but he actually studied political science and pursued a career as a journalist because apparently he thought that the fashion industry was too competitive. And he also studied art history. But he ended up beginning his fashion career in the 1990s as a marketing assistant at Yves Saint Laurent. And then he became the ready-to-wear director of the men's collection at that label in 1996. In the year 2000, he launched the Black Tie collection in autumn and winter, which was the precursor to his skinny silhouettes. He then left Yves Saint Laurent, turned down Jill Sander, and relocated to Berlin and released a photography book. And then he went to Dior and rebranded the menswear line as Dior Homme, and it became an immediate success. Karl Lagerfeld was a huge supporter. He famously lost a lot of weight in order to wear Slimane's designs because they were so skinny. The other interesting thing is that the models prior to his shows were kind of really muscular, were more muscular, buff tanned kind of dudes that, you know, that kind of walked down the runway. But he was known to put unknown models with long hair, and he completely changed the entire look. And they were, music was integral to his runway designs, and he sometimes commissioned up and coming bands to provide tracks like The Phoenix, The Rakes, Razorlight, These New Puritans. He created suits for Bowie, The Libertines, Daft Punk, Franz Ferdinand, The Kills, Jack White, Mick Jagger, Beck. And I think if you look back at images back in those years, you can really see that silhouette. It is just so, you know, I'm a massive fan of the horrors, and there's actually a Mighty Boosh episode where they talk about Vince Noir wanting to join the horrors, and he has to slim down to fit their pants, you know, which is really funny.
Okay, so this has been, a lot of the style around the time has been driven by high fashion rather than people just, you know, like going to an op shop and, you know, finding...
Yeah, I think that it actually was because Hedy was like, influenced by the Velvet Underground. He like loved those bands growing up. I think New York was really kind of the birth of indie sleaze with the Strokes and things like that, and that's what he was influenced by, and then brought it to the runway. So it originally started as like streetwear. He's made it kind of more popular, and then now it's kind of like coming back via streetwear, which is and it's coming back via the UK. So there's a content creator called Emma Winder, or Winder, who's brought this trend to the forefront, asking things like, what is the current Haiti boy fit today? And talking about the Haiti boy UK invasion. So it's quite interesting. If you look on TikTok, there's so many kind of people talking about it.
Do you think it's going to be a really big swing back to this sort of look? Because I feel like there's been a recent shift in fashion towards looser fits and like a broader style cut. Do you think that will stop being so, I don't know, prominent, and we will be heading back to indie sleaze territory?
I guess if it catches on, it'll be, you know, because everything goes in cycles, and those, you know, jeans were getting wider and wider and wider.
I feel like we're due for flares to come back. If flares going to come back at some point, it's been ages since flares had a go.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. I think, look at the Met Gala. There was a lot of men's wear. They were wearing kind of boot cut flare, cuffs at the bottom. But I think it's probably time that the baggy look probably reversed. I mean, if you look at fashion cycles, it probably will come in, but it probably will take another year sort of thing to kind of come around to, I don't know, general streetwear.
Mm-hmm.
It does always take a little while, and we've seen, you know, with TikTok trends, they move pretty quickly, so it might just be something that's kind of, you know, 6 months and then they're onto something else.
Yes. It's obviously, it's tied in with, I mean, this look was pretty tied in with punk and indie and garage rock. Do you think there might be a resurgence of these styles of music?
Yeah, I would think so. I mean, it would be nice to think so, because they are kind of like my favourite.
Mm-hmm.
Interestingly, he has released, Hedy Slimane has released a lot of photographic books all during his fashion kind of design career, including a book in 2005 called London Birth of a Cult, and it described the daily life of a young unknown British rock star, Pete Doherty. And he also shot the cover art for the Lady Gaga album, The Fame Monster. So, you know, he went back to Yves Saint Laurent and then went to Celine, and he left in 2024, and he's apparently having a break at the moment. But, yeah, I mean, I'm sure it'll come back.
All right. Anything else on, what was it called? Hedy Boys. Hedy Boys, look, the current look. Any parting remarks, Penelope?
So it's spelled H-E-D-I. So if you want to look it up, Hedy Boys, I guess, it might just be best if you want to get into this to start on your diet of coffee, but not cigarettes.
Okay. All right. Hey, thank you very much this morning, Penelope Noir. We'll look forward to catching up next week.
Thanks, Johnny.
Okay, bye.
That was Fashion on 95BFM with Penelope Noir.
We are the Goon Squad, and we're coming to town. Beep, beep.
Beep, beep.